Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. George Benson is the guitarist to be presented on today's Electronic Jazz program. Benson was born in 1943 in Pittsburgh. He started his professional career at 7, when he was paid to play a ukulele outside a corner drugstore. He also played guitar at an unlicensed nightclub until the police shut it down. He recorded a 45 RPM single for RCA when he was just 9. Benson had a fine career going as a mainstream jazz guitarist, working with Jack McDuff, Lou Donaldson, Red Holloway, Miles Davis, and many others. In the early 70s, he moved into the genre of jazz fusion, and with his release of the album Breezin in 1976, he was catapulted into stardom, since he also became a successful singer. Let's begin with the title track from this landmark album, Breezin. After that, Scottish saxophonist Richard Elliott will do Sweat from the 1993 album Soul Embrace. The pop group Miami Sound Machine recorded some jazzy stuff in the 1980s. Here they are with The Rhythm Is Gonna Get Ya, vocal by Gloria Estefan. We'll be right back. We are enjoying electronic jazz on this program hosted by Dr. Jazz. Crossover trumpeter Maynard Ferguson will take us to Nebraska in 1989 with Omaha from his High Voltage 2 release. Keyboardist Brian Culbertson was born in Decatur, Illinois in 1973. He learned piano, drums, trombone, and bass as a child and played the euphonium in his high school band. His father was the teacher. Culbertson recorded Playin' on his Come On Up release of 2003, and Michael Frank sang San Paku on his 1979 album Tiger in the Rain.
Thank you. smoke the twine, and I used to chop the pine. Every morning pay the fine, wake up red eye from the wine, wake up red eye from the wine. Then a bird taught me to sing, and I met the lowest king, and my residence was through.
You've got electronic jazz going on your radio. Guitarist Stanley Jordan was born in Chicago in 1959 and records in both jazz fusion and mainstream jazz. Here he is in 1990, live with the quartet playing Autumn Leaves. After that, the group Fourplay, spelled Fourplay, recorded Magic Carpet Ride on their 1995 Elixir release. Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with vibraphonist Gary Burton, who is a crossover musician and has been a professor at the Berklee College of Music for over 30 years. You'll hear Burton from his 1990 reunion album, doing Quick and Running, guitar work by Pat Metheny. In 1992, keyboardist Bob James and guitarist Earl Klugh teamed up to record the album Cool. So here's Moving On from that album.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.